In the name of the one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. In recent weeks, we've been seeing lots of news about the Occupy Wall Street protesters. We even got our very own Occupy Richmond protesters camping out next door to Mayor Jones's house. While I'm not really exactly sure what these protesters hope to accomplish or what exactly they're protesting against except greedy bankers, I do think we have something to learn from them. When you care about something deeply, you need to respond with the same level of depth. You need to occupy it, to reclaim it, to make it your own, and perhaps even transform it into something better. Whatever you think of the protesters in New York in Zuccotti Park, or here in Richmond, you cannot deny that they have demonstrated their passion by camping out in all kinds of weather and peacefully protesting values that they oppose. They've responded with commitment and have reclaimed values that they think are important. In the same way, let's consider how we can reclaim something important to us and make it our own. What are we reclaiming? Advent. You remember Advent, don't you? That season of preparation for the birth of the Christ child. But Advent has been hijacked by the sellers of toys for kids and toys for adults. It's been replaced by something called the Christmas season, which I always put in quotation marks because it seems to have little to do with Christ or Christmas and has much more to do with making retailers have sufficient sales to meet their profit goals for the year. The Christmas season is about purchasing the hottest new video game, the latest iPad or iPhone, the flashiest piece of jewelry, the niftiest new tool from Home Depot or Lowe's, or gift cards. Gift cards. Hundreds of thousands of gift cards to be given when we can't guess what the recipient might want because he or she already has everything they need, or we fear that what we get will not be pleasing to the recipient. Did you know that in 2009, $87 billion worth of gift cards were sold? $87 billion, not million, billion. A whole lot of little bits of plastic that are supposed to say, Merry Christmas. Or maybe they just say, this is the way I fulfill my obligation to you, because we give gifts because they're expected, not because we really feel moved to give them. That's the Christmas season for you. In fact, there's a total of sales expected this year of Christmas gifts of $584 billion, including those ubiquitous gift cards. And I frankly doubt that very many people were thinking about the baby Jesus when they purchased that $584 billion worth of goods and services. That's the sad truth. We have been claimed by the Christmas season industry, not by the coming Christ child. And it's time to stop. It's time to reclaim this time and the true meaning of what it is all about. So instead of Occupy Wall Street or Occupy Richmond, I suggest that we occupy Advent, turn our hearts and minds away from the commercialism that has soiled this season and reclaim this time of preparation for the gift that you cannot buy at Short Pump Mall, Jesus Christ. Let's get our priorities straight and reclaim that which is truly important. And that's what Jesus was talking about, believe it or not, in today's gospel. Now, I watch faces when I proclaim the gospel each Sunday, not to make you nervous or anything. And I suspect that what many of you were thinking as I was reading that gospel, which proclaims the end times, Jesus' second coming, you were thinking, what does this have to do with Advent and with baby Jesus and with Bethlehem and all that? This is really sort of scary and a little depressing. What if I fall asleep at the wrong time? And it seems incongruous, doesn't it? It doesn't feel like Christmas season. At least not Advent, it doesn't feel like. And it follows on the heels of last week's reading about Jesus judging us at the end of time. And that's not very Christmassy either. But let's try and figure out why this is here. Why this reading? Why this gospel now? And to do that, we have to put ourselves in the places of those who first heard Jesus speak these words that Mark has given us. And let's remember what was going on in their world. And then maybe a sense of the power of the one who is coming will fill us, and we can reclaim that Advent feeling again. In Jesus' day, Rome controlled everything. Roman soldiers were everywhere. The cruel king of Judea, Herod, was nominally a Jew, but he was a puppet of Rome. The Romans taxed people mercilessly. There was a distant, powerful, alien emperor who had no love or sympathy for the people of Israel. He simply used them for what he could milk from their labors. And the Jewish religious leaders were hardly more sympathetic. They were always demanding enforcement of rules that seemed to make little sense, always expecting things from people that they could ill afford to give. So it was not a happy time. To those who listened to Jesus, it was indeed a time of suffering, as it had been since before Jesus' birth. And what did Jesus offer? Something a little bit scary, yes, but also a promise. A promise that something good was coming. No, not just good, something wonderful. And he warned them to pay attention, to watch for the signs. Keep awake, for you do not know when the master of the house will come, in the evening or at midnight or at cockcrow or at dawn, or else he may find you asleep. Keep awake. Good words for us as well, as we wait for the child. We've been lulled into a state of torpor by endless ads on television or the internet. If I see that lady shopper in the red tracksuit who's going to Target one more time, I think I'm going to kick the TV set. We've forgotten to look for when the master of the house will return. We're dozing in our complacency. It may have been the tryptophan and all the turkey. But we're in this complacent state in a season that's one of purchasing and wrapping, when what we should be doing is watching for the one who is to come. Jesus is speaking of the second coming, but the words are just as important to us now as we remember his first coming, and as we are always meant to prepare for the second coming. So let's occupy Advent instead of Walmart. Let's occupy Advent instead of Short Pump Mall. Let's reclaim this time when we start to watch for the one who is to come. It should resonate for us because we too live in a time that has echoes of unhappiness, with war and the threat of terrorism, poverty, jobs gone away, grief, addiction, greed. And in that sense, it's not so very different from Jesus' day, is it? So hear this gospel today as a starting point, a reminder that if we wait and watch in humble expectation, we will find what heals us more than any gift card. We will find what will sustain us more than any gadget or toy. We will find the least likely of gifts, a tiny baby in a stable, with the power to love us and to give us eternal life. Shouldn't we prepare ourselves for this most precious of gifts? Shouldn't we reflect on how we have lived our lives this past year? Shouldn't we pray for guidance and for hope in what is to come? We should, and we can, starting today, on this, the first Sunday of Advent. Occupy Advent. Prepare. Watch. Keep awake. He is coming. He is coming indeed. Amen.